Dedicated.
Huge.
A friend.
Hardworking.
Goofy.
Focused.
Leader.
Back in 2014, that's how teammates and coaches described our next honoree on the KNIA KRLS All-Decade Team.
And what one word does he use to describe himself?
Fun-loving.
Mr. Iowa Football in 2014 and a two-time first-team All-State selection, Garrett Jansen was a monster on the Pella defense that built up to the program's first-ever state championship.
Can the Pella High defense hold? Sebelius fakes the handoff under pressure, and he goes down way back in the backfield. Two green jerseys.
Garrett Jansen first.
Making sure they don't go any further.
Jansen was a rarity, a freshman that was able to play varsity football in Jay McKinstry's program.
I remember my first practice just getting rolled by some guys and thinking, wow, this is so much different than what I'm used to. But sticking it out and showing up every day and just having guys, like I've said, that are there and very supportive to help me along the way and say, hey, that's going to happen. Like, get back up next play. We're gonna get after it, and you're going to be a good player for us. We just need you to continue to work hard like you've done to get to this point. And so for me, it was an honor to be able to be included in that team in 2011. And that was a goal of mine going into high school. Because Nathan did it the year before me. He was the one who was the freshman on varsity. And that was a goal that I was striving towards as well. And so I was happy to be in that position and proud, but at the same time, I didn't want to be complacent.
It was that early experience that helped Jansen build his own leadership skills, which made him one of the key role models on the 2014 championship team.
I'd say the biggest thing coming in towards the beginning of the decade is I could see the leadership that was there. So seniors when I was a freshman, like Grant Gustafson and some of those guys who were heading the team, and they were great leaders by example. And then there was guys who were great leaders verbally too. And so that was something that I was able to really learn from early on. And then I saw how important it was and wanted to be able to apply that. So there's more leaders down the line, you know, Josh DeWard, Jacob DeWard, there's Nathan Clayburgh, Cody DeKreif, all these guys that kind of showed me the path and the way to great leadership, which I think is the key to what pushed us through towards 2014 to finally getting that first state championship.
McKinstry says Jansen is one of the few players ever in program history to challenge the always punctual coach to being the first one to show up for practice.
Garrett was a young man. I remember, you know, before school starts, we have our practice starts at 5 o'clock, you know, like the second week of August, and we start at 5 o'clock. And so I usually get there about 3:15, and get things ready for practice, get the ice buckets ready, and get this ready, get the all stuff set out, and I can just sit down just for a little bit. But you know, and then I'd show up, and Garrett would already be there at 3:15, 3 o'clock. And I'm going like, doggone it. So one day I said, I'm going to beat this kid to practice. So I go there at 2:30 and I beat him. But I had to get there at 2:30 to beat him there for a 5 o'clock practice. Unbelievable. He's a young man that was so committed to the weight room too. He at 6:30 in the morning workouts and off season, he would be there. He was a very, very, very committed young man. Unbelievable. He's probably as one of the best ones we've ever had.
Whether it was the heartbreak of 2013 or the 2014 champions, Jansen says it's been incredible, even watching from afar, to see the Pella football program continuing to churn out successful season after successful season, and to continue the legacy of building great individuals and people as part of the program.
It was incredible to watch, to see them carry on that tradition that we value and hold on to and talk about often in the program. Just to, as a alumni, you just take a lot of pride in watching the guys who you know well, whether it's through football or class or other sports, whatever it may be. Just to see them succeed is awesome, and that's what you want for them. And to see them carry on the values that you tried to instill alongside the coaches, it was really cool to see.
Now finished with his own college football career, which ended with a national championship appearance in Division II last fall for Minnesota State, Jansen's now committed to watching the 2020 Dutch and his younger brother Joe in his senior season.
so that pride continues. And I think a big part of being able to be proud of your team is the success that you talked about. And so it's always fun to see my brother be successful and his friends that he's grown up with. And I've seen, I mean, I still see them as the little ball boys sometimes, but now they're seniors and juniors in high school. And so it's crazy to think about that they're in the same position that I was, and but happy for them and wish them the most success.
For this look at Pella's Garrett Jansen, a member of the KNIA Caberless All-Decade Football Team, I'm Andrew Schneider.
Under center is Schulte, man in motion is Stark, goes from right to left. It's a quick pass. It's caught at the 20, and Pella High's defense right there. That's Garrett Jansen that throws him down in the backfield for a big loss.